Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Cardicay Valley podcast. My name is Cardicay, also known as Lucas, also known as several other names that people call me, but you can call me Cardicay. This podcast is going to be essentially a look into my view of the amazing game World of Warcraft from Blizzard Entertainment. It's not a perfect game by any stretch of the imagination, but it has been one that has kept my attention for many, many years. I can get into that in just a few moments, but basically, this podcast is going to be me talking about the game. So here we go. Front page news this week, patch 8.3 has finally hit. Don't forget to get your legendary cloak and start the process of leveling it up. Don't stress too much about getting it to the max level at the moment, because there are catch-up mechanics available. Personally, for me, it's not my thing, but I'll get into that in a little while later. Upcoming this week, we have the Warlord's Time Walking event on January 28th, if you can stomach those dungeons again. And pop on down to your nearest pub and have a drink with the mages. The Kirin Tor Tavern Crawl starts on the 31st. That's Friday. So, who am I and what am I doing? Well, long story short, I've always been a gamer. My dad brought home a computer one day, and we started this text-based game on the Commodore 64. I'm not that old, but that was my first computer, a Commodore 64. It was Dad's pet project. And since then, I have always been stuck on gaming. It's my favorite pastime. It's what I love to do. It's the best way to relax at the end of a day. And it is definitely part of who I am now. I am a vanilla WoW player. I started way back when, long before Burning Crusade came out. My friend Sarah, who you will be meeting in a future interview, got me involved in the game through many posts on LiveJournal, if you can remember that. Who knew? So I saw her playing on LiveJournal, and I was like, what is this game? What are you doing? Can I play? So I downloaded the game and set up my account, and that's how I got started. I started a gnome mage named Fudge Monkey. Long story behind that, but that gnome mage has followed me since day one of me playing the game. Now, he's gone through some changes over the years. He is currently in the form of a female orc. He's had some identity issues and changes, but that's okay. And I fell in love with the game. It was nothing like I had seen before. My previous games had always been like The Sims or the big one that took up most of my time, Roller Coaster Tycoon. I don't know if any of you remember that, but that was a good series of games. I am proud to say that I'm finally back in the game. I did take several breaks. I missed most of Warlords of Draenor. I didn't play that at all. Came back into Legion, took a little break in the end of Legion, and I came back in Battle for Azeroth, took another little break, but I'm here for now. I absolutely love the game now. My approach to the game has changed, and that's why I was taking those breaks. At the time, I was trying to raid and trying to do all of these very intense time-intensive activities, but my approach to the game has changed. And I think it's very important, you know, as we get older, we don't have as much time, we have more responsibilities outside of our hobbies, and it was hard for me to reconcile the differences between those things. So I have come back to the game with a renewed sense of enjoyment for it. As such, I sort of have a pet project I'm doing. I do have my level 120 mage, who is the original mage I started many years ago. I'm not going to get rid of that mage, but I was playing with a friend of mine a couple of days ago. I'm recording on January 26th, 2020. So just a few days ago, I was playing with a friend and I was just completely bored. I couldn't figure out what to do. I didn't know what I was going to spend my time focusing on. So I decided to start this project. And this is where you guys come in, you, the listener. I decided to roll Alliance on a new player server without any gold, without any support, without any, magic to make these things easier. I decided to level four characters, and I want to challenge myself. One of them, I should say level three characters, one of them is a mage. I did use a token to level up a mage. I'm most comfortable playing a mage, and I wanted to have something I could fall back on, but I did start three other characters, one of which is a marksman hunter who, after 2 days, is level 40. her name is Tinkerbow. She is a female gnome with little green pigtails. And I have Cardicay, the retribution paladin, who's also level 32. And I have a rogue that I have plans for named Kibble. Kibble is going to be a worgen. I thought the name was kind of cute. But my plan for those tunes is to create a new community. My thought behind it is this: so many of us have other responsibilities. We have raid teams, we have groups we meet up with, we have all kinds of things that we're spending our time with. And it's easy for us to forget that this is a game. We're supposed to be enjoying this. So I want to create a community of people who come together just to have some fun. Whether it be running dungeons, whether it be touching on raiding every once in a while, whether it be getting together with a group of people to jump into Raid Finder to get some achievements or gear, or some just fun events like let's take a fishing expedition to somewhere in Outland, or let's go jump off of Thunder Bluff and see who can hit a target. Lots of fun events that are going to be coming down the road that you'll be hearing about through the podcast as I interact with more of you, the listener, and more of the community on this brand new server that I have found myself a new home on. So if you want to join me, there will be information in the description of this podcast. You can also find it all on Discord. There will be a link to that in the notes as well. Now let's talk about the 8.3 Visions of N'Zoth content. We're now going to enter the little rant section of this podcast. So bear with me for a few moments. My mage on the Horde is level 120, and her gear score is not that great, but it's also not that bad. She's around 420, 415, 420 in that range. So I thought that I would jump into the Visions of N'Zoth patch and experiment with all of the content that's going on, see, just to see what it's about. I hadn't played on the PTR, so I didn't really know what was happening. Well, let me tell you. That opening quest line to get your cloak is supposed to be around a 2 hour experience. Mine took close to 6.5 hours. I was frustrated. I was very, very frustrated. And most of it was because there's this needless, I wouldn't say needless, no, that's the wrong word. There is a thought behind this patch, which is gating it so that nobody runs through the content too quickly, but also having enough there to keep you engaged for a longer period of time to ensure that you stay subscribed and to ensure that you're going to meet these arbitrary goals for your cloak. At the beginning, the daily quests were awful. They didn't really reward anything to you. And at the end of it, recently this week, they've changed it a little bit. You don't have to kill as many rares. You get more from the daily quests to purchase your vials or whatever the token is to run the horrific visions, and then you have a better chance of keeping up with the level that way. But my experience for the first couple of visions that I did was not a good one at all. I hadn't seen any of the coverage from YouTubers. So I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have any clue. And when I stepped in to my first vision, and it was an Orgrimmar, and I didn't know where I was going or what I was supposed to be doing. I just knew I had to go and kill Thrall. I'd heard that much at least. So I walk in and I immediately get rooted by a shaman totem and I die. Losing the first vessel, losing my first vision, and feeling kind of deflated because I really didn't spend more than like 20, 30 seconds in there. Second time I tried it, I got a little bit further. I got up to the gate that leads you into Thrall's room, but there's those two guards that are there. Now, as a squishy mage with not so good gear and being a little bit out of practice, this experience was awful for me. Perhaps I should have reached out and tried to find groups to go with. Maybe I could have found something and had a little bit better of experience, but I got to those two guards. I tried to crowd control one, pulled something else from somewhere else, boom, I was dead. Second vial vessel, whatever, down, and here we are. I had one chance left. I took a break for a few minutes, recollected myself, went to go watch a couple YouTube videos, read a couple of guides. I wanted to try this third time and see what was happening to make sure I could get at least the first upgrade to the cloak. I didn't expect to be cutting edge. I'm never going to be cutting edge again. There was a time where I was, you know, current content rating and spending that much time in the game. I don't have the time to do that anymore. So unless I find a raiding guild or a team that will raid on the weekends, it's not going to happen for me. But I tried the third vision and I died again. I'm not exactly sure how, but I did record it. I haven't had the heart to go back and look at the video to see exactly what happened, but I did die that third time. My initial experience in the quest with in the patch with the visions was not a good one. And I don't think that's necessarily anybody's fault. I don't think that it was something that Blizzard could have done differently. I think the patch is fine. The mechanics are fine. So many of the players I see are really enjoying the content. But I think that the somewhat casual players like myself, who spend a lot of time on alts and leveling professions and things like that, the more casual players who aren't on that cutting edge, I think they've been left behind a little bit. Now, granted, they can't make content for everybody, and I don't expect them to, but this was literally the only thing in this patch. I feel a little bit left down. I'm not really sure how it could be better, but I do feel a little bit left down. And I think that's what led to the boredom I was experiencing the other night, which led to this new project. And let me tell you, this new project has completely invigorated my gameplay. I cannot even begin to tell you how excited I am to play, as evidenced by the fact that I have a level 40 hunter after 2 days, and I've run one dungeon the entire time. I mean, she even has a backstory. You hear some other podcasters talk about how their toons talk to them. I'm not a big RP player, but this hunter really does have a backstory. She's talking to me. I know her story. I know what she wants to go do. I'm super excited to go in and play with her. And my other characters are sort of, we'll see. But I honestly think that my experience with the 8.3 patch in the very beginning was why I decided to do that. And it's not a bad thing. I don't have to be cutting edge. I don't have to be super geared because I'm not going to be heroic raiding next week. You know, I don't feel that pressure. And it took me realizing that to realize that this patch is not as bad as I thought it was. And I think that's a credit to how Blizzard designs their game systems. You can't please everybody. And once I realized that I'm not supposed to be in this cutting edge group, I felt a lot better about it. So I will be going back into Visions of N'Zoth very soon. Not right now. But I'm going to give it a couple of weeks. I'm going to give myself a chance to really look and see what's going on and see how these things are progressing before I dive back into it. I'm going to do some of the dailies here and there, but I'm not going to really focus too much on that because I don't need to. And it's a very liberating thought to know that I don't have to do this if I don't want to. I can go and level an alt. I can go and fish in Orgrimmar for 3 hours if I want to. I can go and play the auction house, which is another one of the things that I love doing if I want to. So I think this patch for Battle for Azeroth has given me the freedom to play the game in a very different way than I have before. And for that, I would have to rate the patch at like a B plus, a good like 8 out of 10. It would be higher if there were better profession things happening, but for the most part, there really aren't. So it's not the biggest focus for that patch, but it's okay. Coming up this week, my plans are to continue leveling my toons. I want to get the hunter up to maybe Outlands. Maybe. We'll see what happens. And to start the rogue. I really wanted the rogue because I've never played one past about level 30, 35. And I want to have a rogue on this server to unlock lockboxes that drop. It's completely the only reason why I want to do it. I'm very selfish that way, but that's what I want to do. And for that, I'm very excited. It's going to be a fun week, I think. So this leads me to the final part of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening if you've gotten this far. I do apologize if it's a little bit ranty. I'm still learning how to edit audio and how to podcast and talk to myself without any video. I've been making YouTube videos off and on for about 10 years, but podcasting is a whole different medium, and I'm not quite used to it yet, but I will be. So thank you for listening to this very first episode. And it's a little bit shorter than I would like it to be, but I don't expect these to be very long, at least until I get to start talking to you guys and really experimenting with the content and having some events and growing this little community that we have. So if you'd like to contact me, I can be reached on Twitter at CardaKWOW. I can be reached on Discord. There's a Discord server. You can find me in-game on the Aegwyn realm. Yes, Aegwyn. A-E-G-W-Y-N. I think there's two N's. Yes, that'll all be in the description below. But if you'd like to come and play with me, if you'd like to travel on down to CardaKWOW Valley, whether you're coming on an alt or bringing a main to have an escape from the crazy hustle and bustle of the real world, let me know. All of that information is going to be in the description of this podcast episode, and you'll be able to interact with me. You can also reach out to me via email at cardakgaming@gmail.com. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening.